that are counted
this in the Rishulos. All right, so we're going to skip the Makom Patur for now, but we're taking up the Karmelis on Zion Amenov. So the question is that what? The question the Gemara asks is, it lists what? It lists Yam, Biko, Istavonis, and Karmelis. But the Karmelis is what we're looking for. So what do you mean? So the Gemara says, are these things not a Karmelis? Are these things not Karmelis? But all of these have the din of Karmelis. So what do you mean, and a Karmelis? That's what all of these are. All of these are Karmelis. Yeah. So what's it coming to include? It's coming to include one extra case. Yeah, by the way, what is the Istavonis? Did we get that straight? Did we talk about that? What? Shelifnei Achanuyos, right? Sheyoshrim Shom Sochrim. So, what? It's the same as the, it's the same as the Istavon. That it's what? So they would have what? They'd have the stores, the actual stores, and then in front of the stores they'd have where they're sitting and selling. And then in the middle is the Rishus Rab, right? So it's like the sidewalk area of where they sit and they sit, I guess, yeah, right. And I guess they're trying to get people to come into the stores or whatever it is. But Shiyoshim Sochem. Okay. So what's this extra case of Karen's Ovis? Go ahead. Lo Nitzvacha. Okay, so the first pshat is that it's what? It's like a recessed house. So it leaves a space. It leaves a space where the Rishus HaRavim can get into. Right? That's Rashi's first pshat. That's like the Rambam's pshat. That it's Makom Hamukaf Shalosh Mechitzos Varuach HaRaviyas Rishus HaRavim Yom Mavoi. So it means that what? That the Rabbim are basically guided by the buildings on the side. Right, that what you're saying? But you have a spot where they could go in, because it's like an alley in, right? So when things get tight, they could go in there.
Still owns it.
What?
Still owns it.
Still a Bala Bias. Still is a Bala Bias. He's not happy, but that's the nature of the Rabbim. Okay, what's the second shot?
Okay, we should be
Okay, so what's the svara? Why is this a karmelis? So the Gemara says that what? Lo nicha tashmishose. It says like this. That what? El keren zavus asmuchel l'shus ram de'af agav de zimnin de doch gibe rabim va'ayli legavo kevan de lo nicha tashmishose ki karmelis dami. Now what, even though when Rishus HaRabim gets really crowded, so it's sort of like a pressure outlet. They will squeeze in there. They will squeeze in there. But it's not really nicha. We'll have to see if we can define that term a little better later. It's not pleasant. Is that what you said, pleasant?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's probably convenient.
Okay, Rashi.
This is saying differently than like the forest where they just don't go into it frequently.
Let's see. It's a good question. Let's see. Go ahead. She'ain Rashi. What was Rashi saying? Lo nicha.
What was that?
Lo Rashi. Lo nicha.
Lo nicha tashmish saha. She'ain yichol mikani bul hedja derech yichol.
Yeah.
Go into it just hedja like openly when you're walking.
Yeah, what does that mean? Rashi's very, you have to define that Rashi. What does he mean? She'ein yecholim likonis lo lehedja derech hilucho. What does he mean? Hilucho. Right, meaning to say that the Rishus HaRabim really is defining a path, defining a certain direction of hiluch. Right? You'd have to alter that to go into that spot. Right? Lo nicha tashmishose, he says, it means to say that it would require a deviation from the normal derech hiluch. Right? Yeah. And then he gives a second shot. What's the second shot?
So inami bis shapanav omid.
Simple balamor. Yeah, so the balamor says an interesting thing. He says, v'ha karmelis, atu kulu lav karmelis ninu. So he says, Klomar, Zuhi Iker Kamalus. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Atu Kulu Lav Kamalus says, that means, that's an expression the Gemara uses when it means that this is the Iker Kamalus. She Gozru Al Chachomim, Mishum Dezimnin Dedochki Rabbim Va'ayli Lawsam, Umeschazia Kirishas Rabbim. V'shavu Kamalus, Mishum Delo Nechatash Mishasa. V'kulu hanach achri nisa mishum l'soda hach gazru rabbanan b'hu. So it's really, it's like, it's similar to what we were saying yesterday, that there's a primary case. Primary case is this, he's saying. This is the only reason they made the gzera. They made the gzera on a mokom that is really part of the, it's part of the Rishus HaRabim, and it even functions with the Rishus HaRabim in certain ways. But it doesn't have the full quality of the Rishus HaRabim. Either because, like Rashi, it's not they're not there constantly, or I guess like the Rambam, you have to say it's not. Nechatash Mishasa sounds more like the Rambam, that it's not roy for a hiluch. Now, it's according to the Rambam, it comes out an interesting thing that roy has to go by a derech hiluch. You know what I mean? Roy goes in terms of derech hiluch. So since there's a street that has a defined hiluch, so anything that's going to be, even though it's possible for the rabbim to go into the other parts, but not as part of that, not as a maisa hiluch, it would require a deviation from the hiluch.
Like direction.
Right? Yeah. But he's saying, but this is the reason why they made the gzera, and all the other ones are just. I just accompany it. Meaning to say, like we were trying to say yesterday, that there's a time for the gzera, but then they had to formulate it in terms of shiurim, in terms of dimensions. But that's a very nice pshat. That's why it's called Karmelis. Right? It's called Karmelis to indicate the reason behind the that it's the essential, it's the primary example of Karmelis.
It's funny that the Gemara says.
Okay, so now the Gemara goes on to say that what? Bein ha'amudim. So what are the amudim? So Rashi says, yeah, what does it say, Rashi? Yeah, so now the amudim, so it comes out a little bit complicated now. That what? In the streets, they would have these poles. There were poles, and they would hang their merchandise from the poles. And before them were the itztabos were between the poles and the actual store. So you'd have the store, the itztabos where the tagrim would sit. And then they'd have these poles further out where they would hang up their goods. Okay? So what does he want to say?
So my time of.
But that what? He says that what? He says, Bein Amudim.
Yeah, so in between them it's considered like
a timeless. Is also like a timeless.
Yeah.
I guess there's no more. I guess the store, the chanus, is more like the where they would store things. You know? Or maybe these were just like leaders, you know, like advertisements. More inside. I don't know. That's right. So in other words, so the Gemara says, what is the Bein HaMudim? So the Gemara says, that what? That even though the Rabbim do walk there, why do the Rabbim walk there? Because that's the road. That's apparently part of the road. Right? That's part of this part of the road itself. So they do walk there. They definitely have to walk through there. It's not like the Keren Zavis where it's not part of the Derech Hiluch. It is. It does seem like it's actually in the flow of traffic, right? So what's the Chiddush if it's in the flow of traffic? They can't walk Lehedja. So here Rashi interprets Lehedja to mean direct, right? That's what you were saying before. That Lehedja means direct. Why? Because they form like a checkerboard. The poles form a checkerboard, so you can't. There's no straight path through the poles, right? That it's not. What was I saying? They're not. They're not aligned properly. What does he say? Yeah. V'zeh shelo keneged zeh. So you can't walk straight. You have to go and turn and go around. So it's part of the derech hiluch, but it's somewhat of an obstacle course. Yeah. Yeah, it's complicated now. So now the question is like this, that Rav Zeira says that what? Named Rav Yehuda, that the itztaba in front of the amudim is like a karma. So the Gemara says, the one who held Bein Hamudim is a karmelis. Certainly the itztaba is a karmelis. And the one who says the itztaba, then only the itztaba is a karmelis. Here's that word again, lo necha tashmishase. Right? Oval Bein Hamudim is necha. Right, so it's machlokas about the about Bein HaAmudim. Is Bein HaAmudim like the Itzdaba, or is it different than the Itzdaba? What's the Lishna Chavino? Well, Bein HaAmudim, Zim Darshi, Rabam, Kavishus, Rabam Dami. Okay. So the Rambam, this is one of the cases of the Rambam paskins differently from the Rif. The Rambam paskins that it is a Rishus Rabam. It is a Rishus Rabam, right? It says, the Darshi, Bei Rabam. Of a bein amudim hol v'rabim dorsim beinayim a rei hein rishus rabim. I think the Rif passes the other way. So what's the question though? But it's a question. It's a question. How, what do you consider the bein? Is the bein amudim different than the itzdaba or not? You know what I mean? I mean, how do you argue the question? Is it easy to use or not easy to use? Is it nicha tashmish or not nicha tashmish? I mean, is that the question? It's a factual question. Yeah. I mean, and Tosis brings up also another problem. Where's the 16 Amos? Now, some of you should have discussed it. Where's the 16 Amos? You have these things in the way. But, well, let's see if we can just describe the situation over here. What's the issue over here? In other words, on its own, you would not say it's a makom that's roy for drisus harabim. That's what it would seem. Right? On its own, it has it's filled with obstacles. There are poles standing here. The only thing is, it seems the question comes about because it is in the flow of the Rishus HaRabim in front of it and behind it. The whole Rishus HaRabim is not filled with Amudim. You have the Rishus HaRabim where the Rabim are, where there's a real Drisa and there's a real Derech. And then it gets into like the commercial district. Right? And there are these Amudim there where the Sochrim have their wares. And that by force is going to cause the drisa to be altered, right? It's going to cause the drisa to be altered. So in other words, by Karen Zavis Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, right? Why? Because that is a deviation from a current derech. There's a concurrent derech that this would be leaving. You understand? Karen Zavis means there is a form, there is a path right now in the middle of this road. There's a defined pathway in the middle of this road. There's also an alternative to detour if it's very heavy, right? But definitively, the Shem Rishus HaRabim is going to be defined by the dricha that's clear and permanent, not by the ability, right? But over here, that's definitely no question. The only question is over here, where the normal unobstructed derech becomes now slightly obstructed, right? Where it becomes slightly obstructed. So do you say that what? Do you say, you see, I think it's what Nicha Tashmishase means. I think that's what it means. It means to say that this is the appropriate activity for this place. You understand? The Itzdaba or the Itzdaba is not Nicha Tashmishase. You know, that's not the place for Drichas Rabim. That's where you go when you want to talk to the merchant and you want to make a deal. You understand? So the fact that people can do it doesn't help. Because when there's a real, you have to look at the actual path. Right? When there is an actual makom of Dricha, Right? You don't say because other places are capable of it, that extends the shame of the hilach. The hilach is defined by the essential hilach. Okay? So anything that's not part of the essential hilach is not nichatash mishasa. In other words, to go trampling through the seats where the sochrim sit, that's not the tashmish of this makom. Right? That's not nichatash mishasa. It's not the proper use of this area. Okay? But the problem is over here, this is the proper use of this area. Bein Amudim is for Dricha. You understand? But it's not a pure form of Dricha. That's the only problem. You understand? It is, you can't say it's not Nicha Tashmish, I'll say.
What are the words on Nicha Tashmish?
I'm saying it's a fitting Tashmish. It is a fitting Tashmish of this place. Because that's the intended course of the public traffic, right? It's not a diversion. You're not taking a detour from the main road. This is the main road, and the Raya is the main road behind you and the main road ahead of you, and this is goes straight through. The only thing is, it's like going from a highway to an old dirt road. It doesn't have the same functionality. It doesn't have the same ease of use. But that's the question over here. How do you define? Is there an objective idea of the type of tashmish that's necessary for Rosh Hashanah? Right now, there's a side that says it's not Rosh Hashanah. They hold it doesn't matter. You can funnel a million people through turnstiles, but that's not going to make it a Rosh Hashanah. You understand? Because there's a certain type, there's a certain, objectively, a certain type of tashmish. Right? And if it's not a free, unobstructed, if the activity of hiluch is not freely unobstructed, then it's considered the karmelis. The other side is saying you don't need the actual maisa of an unobstructed hiluch, right? You need it to be the tashmish of the rabbim. So if as the unobstructed hiluch is going to be koveya this whole path, and if the whole thing was filled with amudim, then you'd never have a defined road. But as long as you have the defined road. Then this is part of that road. It's all part of the same tashmish of the rabbim. Now the question is: Do you need the unobstruction to define the path, or is that part of the very definition of the mice of the rabbim itself? But the sides, everybody agrees, because that's neither. It's only a question of being amudim. So the Rambam says, since there is actually drisa. Then he's trying to overcome his roi problem, I guess, right? It's interesting. He's saying that since there actually is drisa, then it becomes part of the entire road. You have the full thing before it and after it, and there's an obstruction in the middle, but it's not an obstruction like a mechitza that prevents the tashmish. It just alters the nature of it, right? To a degree that on its own it wouldn't qualify as Rosh Hashanah. So do you say now that, so if you're going to hold that the actual type of tashmish is part of the definition, so it doesn't matter what's before it and after it. But if you hold that you need that type of a tashmish to be koveya the derech, so then as long as it doesn't contradict the derech, it'll still be bottled to it. It'll still be part of it.
To a vehicle for Rishas
Rav. Right, so this is the Tosis mentions also that there's no 16 amos in the Bein Amudim. But before it and after it is 16 amos. Yeah, that's a big issue. Tosfos has it's a big issue in Erevin. If you have the street narrows, what's the din?
Yeah.